really appreciate the fact that the voters of the 4th District saw through the fog of this election. I mean, you know, when you got a Wall Street hedge fund billionaire spending $100,000 a week attacking you on television, and a very well-funded, ultra-right-wing, heavily supported, Tea Party candidate, Mr. Robinson, to get these kind of numbers in this year is a real affirmation for what I believe in and what I've been fighting for, and I appreciate the support.
And you're following the national races as well. How are you feeling about the shape that the U.S. House and U.S. Senate, the shape that those two places are taking?
Well, from what I have seen in fragments, the Senate doesn't look too bad. The House took a hit. I lost a lot of good friends and colleagues, number of people like me who thought that the administration and the leadership were off on the wrong path on a number of issues, particularly on economic issues, the bailout of Wall Street, essentially the coddling of Wall Street that has gone on with this administration. Instead of turning attention to Main Street America, some of those people should have gone to jail. And it's beyond me that the president wanted to let bygones be bygones and let these people go back to what they've been doing, which is gambling and putting our economy at risk while real people are hurting and real jobs are hurting and we're exporting jobs overseas. So I'm a little bit saddened by all that, but I'm going to continue to speak out where I can make common cause with my party or the other party. I'll be with them. I'm hoping the president's going to change course. I hope that Secretary Timmy Geithner, Mr. Wall Street himself, is gone by next week. That would be a good message to the American people that he got the message of this election, particularly if he promoted Elizabeth Warren, who has consistently, like me, said, get rid of Summers, get rid of Geithner, and turn your attention to working people in this country, not to those people on Wall Street. So we'll see.
So with change in power between the House and the Senate, do you feel like there will be some gridlock in D.C., or do you think that the country will be able to move forward on some of these tough issues?
Hey, the gridlock couldn't be any worse than it's been for the last 2 years. I mean, the Republican minority in the Senate used the filibuster in unprecedented ways, and the Democrats who are in charge didn't have the guts to call their bluff and make them stay 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, when the Republicans last summer said, we think that people shouldn't have unemployment benefits, that those people who are getting unemployment benefits are lazy. The Republicans actually said that. And the Democrats didn't say, oh, wait a minute, we're going to stay here for all of August to debate that issue. They said, oh, okay, all right, we're leaving town. Our vacations are coming. I'm pretty upset with being undermined by the Senate and them not standing up for democratic values. The gridlock couldn't be any worse than it was.
Could you just list off a couple of your top priorities when you get back to work in Washington, D.C.?
Putting people back to work is number one with me. It has been. The administration finally, very lamely, has come around to a plan to try and move some of my transportation program in the lame duck. I don't know if that'll be possible now. They only figured that out about a month ago. Where were they 18 months ago? Could have put millions back to work and avoided some of this. So that's number one, still number one, putting people back to work, putting in place a 21st century transportation policy. We're going to need to defend the reforms in the health care bill. The Republicans say they want to roll it back. They want the insurance companies to be able to cancel the policies of people when they get sick and to deny you if you have a pre-existing condition. I dare them to get down that path and see if they can maintain their majority 2 years from now. So we're going to have some fights and hopefully a few areas where we can find some common agreement.